This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. Joining us now is NHPR's Josh Rogers for the latest on New Hampshire's political front. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
So, Josh, the New Hampshire Union Leader has been booted as co-sponsor of the lone New Hampshire GOP presidential debate. The network's explanation was the Union Leader's editorials going after GOP frontrunner Donald Trump.
Yes, an ABC spokesperson cited the paper's, quote, war of words with Trump and the fact that the paper has endorsed in the primary the Union Leader has selected Chris Christie as its candidate of choice as reasons for severing the relationship. Donald Trump, meanwhile, was quick to claim credit repeatedly for ABC's move yesterday on Twitter.
Yeah, what do you make of this?
Well, as Union Leader publisher Joe McQuaid pointed out, it's well known, and it certainly was known by ABC, that the Union Leader writes editorials, endorses candidates, and goes after candidates it doesn't endorse. What isn't known at this point, at least certainly not by me, is what Donald Trump might have done, if anything at all, to make this ABC's move happen. You could certainly see this, though, as another example of how the New Hampshire primary has become less a local and more a national event. It's also true that while the Union Leader was to be a co-sponsor of the event, its editorial wasn't going to be terribly conspicuous on screen.
What are we to make of the fact, Josh, that this comes on the heels of the lone New Hampshire Democratic debates where ABC booted WMUR-TV due to a labor dispute?
Well, it was potentially easier to see that one coming. Candidates, particularly Democrats, don't like to appear any place there's a labor dispute, and this had been used as a pressure point in the past. This parting of the ways plays a bit less to type, and I expect it will provide some fodder for the Union Leader's editorial page. Not that that tends to be needed in primary years.
Okay. Let's turn to yesterday's other big story, Planned Parenthood Action Fund's endorsement of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, this is the first time Planned Parenthood's Action Fund has chosen to put itself in the thick of a competitive Democratic presidential primary, which may be a measure of how tight this race is in New Hampshire, at least. But it's not the first time Hillary Clinton has looked to use the politics of abortion to give her campaign a lift during a tight New Hampshire race.
Oh, she did this in 2008 as well?
Well, back then, the Clinton campaign released a letter and sent out campaign flyers signed by abortion rights advocates questioning whether then U.S. Senator Barack Obama was to be fully trusted on women's reproductive rights issues due to some instances when Obama voted present without taking a yay or nay position on some abortion-related measures as a state senator in Illinois. Those flyers were signed by several prominent Democratic women, including Governor Maggie Hassan, who was then a state senator. Some of the women who signed the letters later recanted and called them a bad idea. Governor Hassan wasn't among them, by the way. And the end result was that these letters caused some bad blood, which faded. But it's hard to say how much those flyers may have helped Hillary Clinton back then, but she did obviously win the primary.
How about this year's move by the Planned Parenthood Action Fund?
Well, as was stressed yesterday at the endorsement at Southern New Hampshire University, this is the first time the organization has endorsed during a presidential primary as a matter of policy. Planned Parenthood tends to stay out of races where both candidates support abortion rights, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders does. I would say the move is an obvious sign that the race between Sanders and Clinton, particularly in New Hampshire, remains quite tight. I'd also say it's a sign of how issues surrounding abortion and contraception and Planned Parenthood itself are real flashpoints these days. New Hampshire is one of many states to stop using Planned Parenthood as a women's health care provider amid controversy over the organization's practices nationally, not New England, selling fetal tissue. During the Clinton endorsement yesterday, all the speakers stressed how every Republican running is on record wanting to defund Planned Parenthood in New Hampshire. That's also been largely true. As you recall, the GOP-led executive council has now twice voted to block the state from contracting with Planned Parenthood.
So, Josh, this isn't just about the presidential race, then?
Well, that's clearly Planned Parenthood's first immediate priority, but abortion rights is a core issue for Democrats at all levels, and probably one of its most potent organizational causes, definitely here in New Hampshire. Last night, Executive Counselor Chris Sununu, who's running for governor, got some attention. He's on the Executive Council, and he was a swing vote. Sununu is pro-choice in the council's decision to reject state contracts with Planned Parenthood. So the messaging we saw yesterday on behalf of Clinton, we're likely to see reapplied more broadly come fall.
Okay. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
That is Josh Rogers, NHPR's senior political reporter. He joins Morning Edition often to talk politics. By the way, you can follow Josh on Twitter at Josh Rogers, NHPR.